Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration, and just darn good stories. You know what? Hey, Flathead, are you doing well out there? It's a little cold. I get it. It's cold November. However, we're used to that, right? And as such, for a couple of weekends, we've been chatting. We had this. We kicked off this series on how to prepare your home for deep, deep winter. And it's been awesome because I'm getting some tips that I've definitely needed. However, we're going to take a break. Click and pause on the series because you know what? I finally caught up with my good friend Tanya, and I wanted to just chat with her a little bit about this awesome event that her and her crew put together right there at the end of summer, top of fall, benefiting the Warming Center. However, before we pull back the curtain and bring her to the stage, I wanted to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Tanya Horn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
Last time I saw you, you were all dolled up and cutting the rug, dancing, having a good time, right? Benefiting the Warming Center?
Having a fabulous time. It was spectacular. It was amazing.
We were discussing this about a week or two before the event on the show, and then the event happened, and I was blown away. You filled the room.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
It was amazing, and actually, it shouldn't amaze me because our community has been amazing from the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
But they definitely showed up again for this event.
So for those of you who are catching up with us here, Tanya Horn is the executive director of the Warming Center, the Flathead Warming Center on Meridian. And we've spoken to you in the past about that idea, that concept, and how you broke ground and everything from the building to the bunk beds. And that's been awesome. That's been an awesome journey. And we're just honored that you're serving our community in this way. And then you said, Justin, I have an idea. And I remember you came to my office and you're like, I have this idea. And I said, that is a crazy, awesome idea. And I think my words were, go big, Tanya. And then you came back to me months later and you said, we did. So catch us up to speed there. So we're talking about the Souls of the Flathead, Dancing with the Stars, gala, however you say that word, benefit for the Flathead Warming Center.
Yes, we were looking for a signature event, something that could bring the community together. Mm-hmm. And actually, the inspiration came from Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
I love Forrest Gump, I have to be honest with you. And Mama always says, you can tell a lot about a man by his shoes.
Ooh.
Where he's going, where he's been. And so we took that, and that is our Souls of the Flathead.
I love it.
And
like Shoe Soul, S-O-L-E.
Yes,
I like it.
That's right. R-S-O-U-L-S.
That's right.
Both. Yep. And Dancing with the Stars. So we did Dancing with the Stars on a local level.
Yeah.
We took local celebrities, and we paired them up with local dance instructors.
That's right.
And they were able to dance with their spouses.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. Their talent was greater than I expected.
It really was.
I mean, think it was greater than they expected too.
I think so too. The whole event was greater than what I was expecting because you filled the room. It's sold out. The energy in the room, the apparel, the gowns, the suits. I mean, everybody looked awesome, and the cheer. And you're right. The word community. This is what our community does because we take care of people here in the Flathead. I heard that a number of times from so many different community members and leaders. Gosh, what a great event. What a wonderful way to tie everybody together.
It was fabulous. And what spoke to me the most was our celebrities, the time that they put into this. They see the need a lot of times from the front line, the celebrities that we had this year, and just the effort that they put into it. There was some comedy behind that too, though. Having the Kalispell police chief and the sheriff have a little conversation the night of the dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
And they both said, you know, we have been in our careers in some pretty tense situations,
right,
as you can imagine.
Right.
And for them both to look at each other and say, this is the worst. To get on stage and to dance. But they were fabulous.
Yeah. You know what? That's worth repeating. Think about that, friends. Your law enforcement community, members from your law enforcement community and your judicial system were on the stage taking a throwing their egos aside, because I was on the stage with a microphone. I didn't have to dance, and that was scary enough, right? They're up there dancing, and I'm thinking, whoa, I can't do that, you know. And that's for the real professionals. However, they're jumping out of their desk job for a minute, serving the community, to serve the community through beauty, really, and art and expression. Serving an element of our community that prior was oftentimes overlooked. And I think it's beautiful. I think that there's there's a message there that when your law enforcement and your judicial system are stepping up to say, we're going to support this effort in our community, you've got a good community.
We definitely yeah. do. And you know, the homeless population, they, as a whole, not just in the Flathead, but everywhere, will describe themselves as being invisible.
Yeah.
And yeah. that night, when you have law enforcement to show up for these individuals to support getting their basic needs met through the warming center,
yeah.
No one was invisible that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that's right. They were heard. They were seen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful. Hey, Tanya, I know that there was a tear-jerking moment, at least one. there was a really big tear-jerking moment, though, at the warming center, at the gala event. And when we take this break, when we get back from this break, I want to talk about that, okay? For the two or three people who weren't able to make it to that event that night.
Just promise you won't make me cry.
Oh, no promises. Hey, this is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Hanging out with me in the studio, Tanya Horn, Executive Director of the Flathead Warming Center. We'll take a quick break and we'll get right back to it.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha, and I'm laughing a little bit because I called it the warming show for a second there. So, and that's okay, because you know what? You're inspiring me, Tanya.
Thank you.
Yeah. So in the studio with me, Tanya Horn, Executive Director, the Flathead Warming Center. And we're talking about this fantastic event that's, as all, started as an idea and then grew and then grew and then took action. And then you grabbed people and you said, I've got to make this happen, and we're going to make this thing happen. And you know what? You blew the roof off the place. You couldn't have put another body in that room, and everybody just went all out to have a good time. Dancing with the Stars. We had local celebrities, cutting a rug, having a good time. And yet while there was laughter, while there was good cheer, while there was amazing applause, there was also a few tears. Because you know what? You pulled stories out of the community. Stories that we may not see every day.
Souls of the community.
Yeah.
Souls of the Flathead. Yes.
Tell us about this moment here, Tanya, that you got me tearing up. And I wasn't supposed to, because I'm with the microphone, supposed to make this thing look professional, and I'm back there crying. Tell us about that.
Well, the Warming Center guests, we call them our guests. Mm-hmm. And we had a gentleman who has just grown in our hearts.
Yeah.
And he's gone from guest to volunteer. And now this individual is a staff of the Warming Center.
Wow.
Just the growth and the community in all of that.
Yeah.
Well, this individual, we call him Trip.
Okay.
He danced.
Yeah.
And we did not let anyone know who he was until after he danced.
Yeah.
He danced with Jessica Dahlman, who is a city councilwoman, mm-hmm. and they had a real fancy two-step. It was great.
It was awesome.
And they had worked really, really hard. And in the process, they become very good friends.
Oh, cool.
And so they had this great dance, and then we showed this brief video about Trip and about how he became homeless and how he lost his housing,
yeah.
and how he showed up at the warming center. And it just really helps to put not just a face to homelessness, but also a souls of the Flathead moment.
Yeah, more than a face, you're right. There's a soul there. There's a story there. There's a person there.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the point. And that's actually what you're elevating out of the community is saying, hey, these are your neighbors.
This is everyone is someone's mother, someone's yeah. father, someone's brother.
Yep.
Absolutely. And sometimes we forget that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we get caught up in the busyness or the traffic or whatever it may be. And then sometimes things get a little thrown sideways in our own worlds. And so we just shake our fists as we get angry. You got your neighbor in need right next door.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what makes me so proud of our community is when this effort was born, that was just really just a couple of people saying, we've got to make a difference. We've got to help an otherwise invisible sect of our community.
We had people sleeping outside and we still have people sleeping outside.
Yeah. I think you would say, while it's great, it still needs more. Like there's more need, isn't there?
There is more need. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You know what, Tanya, tell us a little bit about this event to you. When you saw this event happen, what happened to you?
It just reminds me that we're going to be able to do this.
Oh,
because
good.
The reason why we're going to be able to do this is because the fabulous community that has been behind us from day one.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are going to do it again next year.
What?
Yes.
So this is now an annual thing?
Annual event. We're going to have to move venues because we sold out our last venue.
Yep.
And so we're going to be at the fairgrounds. I can announce that.
Okay.
That has just been determined. And we're going to already start to move ahead to find our new celebrities. And,
okay, cool.
And we're going to have a lot more tickets.
I love it. Okay, so all right. Is there, can somebody wants to play along? They're like, I wasn't able to make that event, or I heard about that. I didn't get to see it though. Are there photos? Is there anything that we can look at to become inspired, to become jazzed about, and then say, that was a dance term, by the way. And then say, oh, I'm definitely going to buy my tickets early next year.
Absolutely. You can follow us through our website. There's pictures on the website. There's
Wonderful.
Also pictures on Facebook.
Yep.
So follow us through social media too. And we'll be giving some teasers along the way and, well, I'd love for you to come join us because it's a great community event.
So is it The Warming Center on Facebook or is it Flathead Warming Center?
Flathead Warming Center.
Flathead Warming Center. And then, of course, the website?
Flatheadwarmingcenter.org.
Flatheadwarmingcenter.org. In fact, I had to, after the event, go through and see some of the photos of the celebrities and I was laughing and then I saw a picture of my son. I was like, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. Loved it.
Held
him on stage. Yep, little Vaughn. So, hey, Tanya, thank you for all that you do. Give our best to your crew and stay warm out there, okay?
Okay, we'll see you in September.
Sounds awesome. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Hey, be well, be safe, have fun, stay warm. And as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.